Powered by Creative Bully Media.
Bully your goals, not people.
Every time I come in the kitchen, you in the kitchen. In the goddamn refrigerator, eating up all the food, all the chicken, all the pig feet. You ate my dinner, my mashed potatoes, that good old gravy I like, and them biscuits I can sop that gravy in. You ate all it up. You drink up all the milk, don't care what kind of milk it is. You don't care. 2%, 3% buttermilk, pet milk, polar cow in a pet milk can, I bet you eat that too. What's wrong with you? I'm hiding my grapes. You gonna eat up all my grapes. Now, when I went to bed last night, didn't I tell you to take out the trash?
Yeah.
So why didn't you do it?
I fell asleep.
I wish you were sleeping right now. I'll knock you upside your head with a left hook, make your ass wake up, and take out that damn trash. Hey, what are you doing?
I'm throwing this away. We ain't even got no milk.
You better eat that damn cereal. You ain't got no damn milk. Ain't that, I bet you. When I was coming up, we didn't have milk, cereal, a bowl to eat in. Spoon, fork, knife. No napkins or nothing. You do like this. What's mop with your hand like that? You ever do that?
No.
Have you ever had government cheese? Craig, government cheese, you had some?
No.
Thick, stinking government cheese. Couldn't take a dump for 2 weeks. If you eat it on the 4th of July, by the 18th, everybody in the whole neighborhood trying to get to the bathrooms. I want to eat some of them chitlin. I love pig feet. The barbecue pig feet were gone. You got grease all over your damn mouth. I had a sweet potato pie in there. You ate the whole pie. Left me that little plastic thing there. You ain't got no damn milk. Ain't that a bitch? You're funny. You're my boy. You remind me of my granddaddy. You know what your problem is? You think money grows on trees. Just go out and pick you $400 or $500 and go off and just dance and eat chicken and dance and you just having all the fun in the world. You know how many stinking dogs I gotta catch to fill that big ass bowl you got there, boy? 45, 50 dogs. Stinking nasty dog and 12 of them little stinking things they call a chihuahua. You better put some water on that shit, boy.
All right, I eat it.
Hey! Take the garbage out front, son.
Exactly.
What is wrong with him?
Nah, we gotta lay it cool.
You tired of being cool, man. Every time we get in an argument with the Lord, you say be cool. The same thing, be cool. We be too cool, we gonna lose.
We gonna lose. Who number one? Forget that. Forget that. Who number one? Forget that. Forget that. Who number one?
It's your boy live from the Hacienda, the Black David Hasselhoff, a.k.a. Two Watches at a Time, so you know what time it is. A.k.a. I only end up in the friend zone when I want you to leave me alone.
What more do you want from me?
A.k.a. one of the hottest in the booth. Yeah, I had to say it, because
nobody wanna tell the truth.
A.k.a. I ain't apologizing if I said it, I said it. Some pastor said it too, so what would Jesus do? A.k.a. she only messed with the guy who got major figures. But she let Terry bone, and he got the same features as Jigga. And I know I look better than that nigga. A.k.a. I'm too blessed to be stressed. Where I'm headed, Chucks, blue dickies, flannel on my chest, two fingers twisted in the middle.
Where's Wiz?
A.k.a. pass me the chicken wings, Holmes. Yo, you want bone in or bone out? I won't.
Bo 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 bo.
AKA, you think you gonna pull her because you rich, but I got news for you, bro.
Instagram got your bitch. Mm-hmm. Instagram got your bitch.
Let's get it.
Yeah. What up, man? It's your boy, Grip, a.k.a. Stone El Terrible, a.k.a. your girl topped me off. Y'all start kissing right after I dropped off, a.k.a. A Boo-Boo, you looking at a bad nigga, a.k.a. Slapbox two midgets at the time, a.k.a. Daryl Sweet Baloney Jones, because this meat is good, a.k.a. Jesus Hot Sausage Lopez, because this meat is spicy. Whoa. For real? Right in the middle of my shit, you motherfucker. AKA, if it's beef shit, speak up. These hands are cooking, man. Let's get it.
Ooh, they gonna cook it. Chef, homeboy RD.
Oh, AKA, Pastor Wilson stole my technique.
I heard that technique wasn't even good, though.
Yeah, nah, it depends on who you talk to.
That's what the street's saying.
Nah, not the chicks I talk to.
Don't take it personal.
Mm.
Did you know Monica got a new song?
I mean, went bass on him. No, I did not.
Yeah, man, it's called Communication or something. I just seen it when I was looking up this song.
Word, no doubt.
Oh, it's called Commitment.
Well, tank that one.
Yeah, a lot of dudes ain't committing over there in the ATL. That's Monica true. Side.
That's true, though. That's true.
What, didn't Shannon Brown cheat? The dude before yes. him cheated. The dude yes. before him cheated, and the dude she's singing about and Don't Take It Personal cheated.
Yes.
Dang, striking up.
Yeah, we're starting to see a common denominator here.
Oh, yeah. Just like J-Lo.
Yeah, hey. In every relationship to go bad, you the only thing that's constant in it.
And Halle Berry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No matter how bad you are, man, sometimes you're just bad.
Oh, no matter how bad you are, sometimes you're just bad for me.
Mm-hmm.
Or we.
You got to learn to love yourself.
Yeah, you got to. Nah.
For somebody else can love you.
Nah, I don't agree with all that.
Hogwash. He said that shit like that's the dumbest shit he ever heard. Yeah,
that's one of the, what you call them things I hate?
The cliches.
Yeah, oh my God. Yo, people be rhyming with the cliches.
Yeah, it'd be weird sometimes, man. Like,
if you love something, let it go, and if it comes back, it's yours. Shut the hell up.
It's gonna come back all the way fucked out. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna come worse than what it was, man.
But what if it's two people hanging on to that cliche?
So they just let it go. Yeah, this way. Oh, he gonna come back. Man, she gonna come back. Nah, my nigga, y'all both waiting on each other, man.
100 years old, ain't nobody came back because they both waiting on from a cliche.
But I have to work on me. Nigga.
Am I far away from the mic?
Yes.
Oh, okay, I gotta light my candle.
Just say you had to go to the bathroom, B.
I'm lighting my candle. How a bathroom this close?
Man, nigga, mine right there.
You can still hear me legibly.
Okay. I got you. I tried to spell check real quick.
Oh, okay. Is it cold over there?
Hell yeah. Well, it's cold, but it's 70 degrees cold.
What?
Like, I'm used to it being like in the hundreds. So this 70 degrees shit, it was 70 degrees and raining. So nigga, it was cold today.
It's 46 here.
In Texas?
Yeah.
How much shit shut down today?
Nothing.
Yo, Texas don't do that.
And it's raining. Got that cold rain.
Yeah, man. I don't like that shit.
Yep. So, talking about work stories, I got to talk about, there's just two African brothers that work at where I work.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't appreciate the way one of the African dudes greets me when he sees me in the morning.
How does he greet you?
Hello, America.
For real?
Yeah, why are you calling me America, man?
I feel like that's racist.
You know what I'm saying? Because y'all from the motherland.
Hello, America.
Hello, America. Like, what's the dude from Coming to America?
Simi?
Eddie Murphy?
Hakeem?
Yeah, he got that stupid Hakeem smile on his face.
Oh, that's just an African smile.
Oh, okay.
All the African dudes I know do that.
Well, I got to be America, though. I'm black, too. So he basically calling me the fake black.
Yeah, pretty much. You ain't from Africa.
That's messed up, man.
Yo, man, everybody hate us.
And it's two of them, too.
Do you call them Akeem and Simi?
Oh, I'm going to start tomorrow. If I get fired, you got to give me a job or something.
What if that's
If I get fired, you better send me money or something. I'm calling him that tomorrow. We'll see what happens. I wonder if they seen it.
They had to. Everybody seen that movie.
Oh, they probably gonna be, because you know they probably see it different. They probably be like, that ain't how stuff happened over in Africa. That ain't how. They probably get offended.
Yo, call them niggas T'Challa and somebody else over there, right? Like, yo, I'm calling you a king, baby. Like, you can't be mad at that. You know what I'm saying?
All right, when I be in the office.
Look here, sir. We have had some racial comment. Like, yo, man, I feel like I'm going to get hemmed up for sexual harassment every day.
Dang.
Like, and I don't. Like, we all do it, man, but I feel like I just be shutting it down. Like, I go a little step further than everybody. I feel like they're going to be like, okay, yeah, that's enough of that shit.
I'm going to call them African booty scratchers.
See, they're definitely going to the unemployment office on that one.
You think they probably heard it a lot.
Yeah. Well, yeah, pretty much.
They're probably like, oh, man, that's an old one, man. I don't work no more.
Yeah, no, that ain't even good. We all do that. Damn.
And then how I'm going to retaliate. Let's say I go to the office. How I'm going to retaliate to him? Well, he's told me hello, America. They're going to be like, hello,
really?
America, compared to African booty scratcher. Booty
scratcher. Yeah. That's not going to work.
Let's see. Should we get into these voice meezies first?
All day, every day.
Because we got hella voice meezies. Man, y'all quit being scared, man. All these listeners. And y'all, we get the same people sending in the voicemails. Yo.
Which is greatly appreciated, though.
Yeah. I want y'all, the people who always hide in the background, scared to come out like Diddy in the video.
Y'all niggas not liking shit on social media, ass niggas.
Yeah, open your voice memo app right now. Okay, you got it? You got it? Nope, that ain't that one. It's to the left. Okay, right there. Open that voice memo app. Say something. Email. All right, you said it. Now click email. ForgetThatYo@gmail.com. ForgetThatYo@gmail.com. Send. There you go.
Shit, type some shit and email it.
Yeah, that too. It's real easy. You got your phone's always in your hand. You listening to this right now from your phone. So
probably looking at porn and shit.
Yeah. All right, here we go. First voice Meezy is from, say it. Hey Greggy.
Hey Greg G-I-E.
Man, it's Hey Greggy.
Hey Greggy, Young Black and Bothered Podcast.
How do you even like, all right, you go into your Instagram, right? You're like, yo, I'm about to start me a little gram up. Go to the username, type in hey Greg. Oh, that ain't work, what I'm gonna do. And you throw the Greggy at the end. How you do that?
Well, I don't know, man. Like, nobody be, yo, his family called him Greggy.
It
you know
had to
what
be
saying?
On payday. It had to be on the payday.
His wife called him Greggy.
Maybe his wife opened it for him.
No, I don't see that happening.
Yeah, because he was like, maybe he had an Android and she had an iPhone. Because remember, Instagram started on.
Wait, matter of fact, he told us.
Did he?
I think he told us.
Nah, he made up a story. He didn't want to tell the truth. Yeah. All right, this is what really happened.
That's fucked up.
This is what really happened. All right, he had an Android. His wife had an iPhone. Instagram started on iPhone. She was looking at her gram, you know, uploading a picture for the gram, like a little, they went out on a dinner date, and she is uploading a picture of the plate for the gram. He was like, dang, I can't upload nothing for the gram. She was like, hold on a second. Made him the Hey Greggy joint, gave him the phone, and he snapped his picture. First picture for the gram.
No, I think Hey Greggy is non-threatening.
Okay.
Hey, Greg is a little threatening. It's a little aggressive. Hey, Greg. That's just aggressive. Hey, Greggy. Yo, get your, it opens up some more doors for you.
Stupid. All right. He sent the voicemail in about the Kanye, referring to the Kanye album we did.
Oh, Jesus is King.
Yeah, Jesus is King. Well, I said we did. What a Kanye album. Jesus is King. This is his thoughts on Jesus is King.
All right, y'all. So, you know, this is Greg, a.k.a. Hey Greg, G-I-E, according to Chris, you know, whatever. We're going to talk about that later. You're going to stop butchering my name, all right? Put some respect on my name. Anyway, so Kanye's Jesus is King album is probably the worst thing that has happened since the Yeezus album, okay? Mm. We need Amber Rose back. You know, this man talking about, you know, he don't like the way Kim dressed and he dropped this garbage. Like, no, I still have screensavers of him with Amber Rose on his lap, okay? Like, her whole head and everything. So, what is this man talking about? Anyway, so I'm not quite sure exactly what edible homeboy had before recording his album, but Pastor Wilson would be rolling over in some pussy right now listening to this film, okay? I'm over here staring at the Yandy track list from last year, feeling real fucking disrespected. Literally, like, I get it. He had a clips feature and all that. Even that didn't do it for me, because you put them on for, what, 20, 30 seconds a piece? Like, no, we waited 7 years. We want more. We need more. More importantly, there wasn't a Kid Cudi feature at all that could have saved this album. Chance the Rapper right now is probably hugging a teddy bear, excited, listening to it, thinking it's the greatest shit ever. It's not. It's garbage. It's trash. What was that sound bowl where you're like, it's trash. Play that shit. So the nerve of niggas trying to tell me that 808s and Heartbreak was trash, okay? More importantly, why none of the songs longer than 3 minutes? Father, stretch my runtime. You hear me? Get this Kid Bop shit off of my Spotify, my Tidal, my Apple Music. It's garbage. Come on, Kanye. Anyway, that being said, though, y'all going to keep putting respect on my name. And Baylor, I know you be sending in your voicemails and shit, too. See me. See me.
Dang, man.
Help. You.
Yo, Baylor's just getting smoke from everybody now.
Yeah, man. Everybody want to smoke with Baylor, man. He started that shit, though.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. He did. Oh, okay. I don't feel bad no more. Yo. He said, Father, stretch my run time.
Yo, for real, man.
Yo, I'm telling you. All right. This morning, yo, shout out to Hey Greggy. Voicemail. All right, this morning, I put the Kanye album back on because I wanted to give another listen, but I didn't get to finish because it was just too terrible. But
yo, it's facts.
What was I finna say? Oh, yo, Kanye could have took over the universe if he would have had. You remember Father Stretch My Hands on the last CD he put out?
Yeah.
All right, if he would have had that beat on there with different lyrics. If he would have had the track that we was talking about, track three, if he would have had the album sounding like that,
yeah, that should have been great.
Dog, it would have been in the club and everything.
Yeah, that should have been great. If he had did this album the way he did Jesus Walks,
oh my god,
that should have been amazing.
Dog, he would have had. Because it would have been subconsciously going into people's heads. Because people, the beats was so hard, the cadence, yeah, everything. They would have been listening to it. It would have been in the clubs.
Yeah.
It would have served its purpose, what he's trying to do.
Yes, exactly, yo. I don't know what he was thinking, but with the shit he was saying, minus the singing, put them beats to it, that shit would have been hard, man.
Like, what's so hard? Why did he... Oh, he ruined it.
Yeah, man. I don't get it, man. Like, yo, I even gave it a play in the car twice. Does nothing for me, man.
Yeah, man, he dropped the ball, man.
Yo, and I see cats online talking about this shit is fire, dog.
Dog, you know how they do. They had me hype when I was reading it before we did the review.
Yeah. Nigga, I'm seeing this shit after the review, and I'm like, yo, what the fuck is y'all thinking, man?
Yo, people, they just
fucking lie.
All they do is lie, man.
Yeah, for real, man.
All right, we got voicemail number two. We got Brit in the building.
Hey, Brit.
See what she talked about today?
Forget that, yo. It's Britt Renee. Did you miss me?
Hell yeah.
I think you did, because I heard you did. So, so you might go ahead and leave a voicemail and just check in and say hi. Let you know I'm not mad at you. Just life happens, you know. I had some side projects I was trying to do and things going on.
Sell weed and do hair.
Family-wise. And then about 3 weeks ago, I was going to, you know, leave a voicemail, and I ended up getting, like, pretty sick. And then I ended up getting bronchitis, and, you know, ain't nobody got time for that. And then a couple of days after finding out I had bronchitis, I got food poisoning.
Dang.
So it was rough week that week. Yeah. So not too much else. I mean, a lot, but nothing I'm going to mention. Yeah, because the last voicemail I left, I did kind of go off just a little bit.
Just a little bit,
but,
yeah.
But I heard through the grapevine that BTG was calling me out and, come on, boy, stop, whatever. You don't want the smoke. Because I know where the rims is hidden. So,
oh.
You don't want to mess with me. Yeah, and you guys were talking about power, and I'm shocked at who did it. I was trying to figure out, like, beforehand, oh, who's going to kill her, because I know she's going to die, I know she's going to die, and I can't believe she did Keisha like that. And then you guys, I believe, mentioned Godfather of Harlem. I love that show.
Fire.
I told BTG to check out that show, and I guarantee you he hasn't watched it. Guarantee you. But the music, the acting, the story, it's all dope. I love it. I watch it every Sunday. Like, I will wait for that one. Power, I could hold off until the next day, but Godfather of Harlem, I got to watch. That's really it. I wasn't planning on talking too much mess to you. Kind of, you know, ease my way back in, not be so harsh. But wanted to let you know, I ain't mad at you.
Shout out to Britt.
Yeah, she, you know she's talking to you.
Nah.
Yo, every voicemail be directed at you, man. Every angry voicemail be directed at you.
Nah, man, I don't be saying that.
Come on, yo, man, this is a free man talking. Come on, man, this is a free man talking.
Crazy. Well, I'm glad you're feeling better, Britt.
Yo, Britt, let me get the password to watch Godfather in Harlem.
No.
Yeah, I need that, cause
yo, you got 47 passwords right now.
Dog, but I ain't got one for Godfather and Harlem. But come on, epics. How you got epics, Britt?
Yo, you got enough passwords that you could probably figure out somebody's password for epics, man.
Yo, you got epics?
No, I do not.
Yeah, you do. Could lie. This is your basic cable package.
Nah, I know. You said basic cable. You know who got basic cable? A basic bitch.
Yo, for real, no, I need a. I don't know how I'd be watching. I've managed to see 3 episodes, but I don't know how. Like, I tried to. The first time I just logged in, I watched the first 2. Yeah. Then I tried to watch the 3rd one, and it wouldn't let me in. It said I had to pay. So I gave it a week and went back, and I was able to get in. Next time, I might not be able to get back in.
Yeah, yo, everybody hyping it up, man. I might have to go on Amazon Prime and get that shit.
Yeah, get that. Let me get that pass. You're here.
Oh. God. Yo, I think one of you niggas that got my Hulu shit to change the password on me and shit.
Why you can't get in your own Hulu?
Nah, yo, I had to change the password to get back in.
Dang.
Like, yo, what the fuck, man?
But you only gave it to one person.
Nah, I gave it to a couple of people.
Oh, okay.
Well, my daughter and one of the homies, that's it.
Maybe your daughter forgot the password. Like, let me just change it.
No, nah, she hit me up like, "Dad, stop changing the password." I'm like, "Yo, I didn't."
Oh, dang. Yo, that'd be crazy if your homie forgot the password. Just made
yeah, just switched it up like, motherfucker.
Yo, I'm about to break off whoever's password I got for AT&T. I'm about to hit them off with some. I'm about to pay the next bill.
Word.
Because I've been watching. Yo, I've been getting all the shows. And then they got every channel so I can log into all the different apps.
Oh shit, no doubt.
That's how I'm watching Power and all them. Speaking of Power, yeah, Britt was right. Well, did she say it was? Yeah, she said she could wait. Yeah, you could wait on that, cause it's so terrible now.
So All right, who is Keisha and who killed her?
Keisha is Tommy, the white psycho dude's girl.
Is that Lala?
Yeah, Lala.
Okay.
And she got killed by her best friend, Ghost's wife.
Tasha. Yeah.
But it's so...
Why?
Yo, because... All right, she gets pulled over with her and her son in the car. The cops take her son, put him in the back of the cop car, and say, you'll never see your son again if you don't sign these affidavit to go snitch. So she signs the paper to get her son back. First of all, how they just going to take your son and you don't know, like, you really believed him?
Yeah.
Like, son, since I won't talk, I never see my son again, you believed him, so you just signed the paper in the middle of the street? Like,
yeah.
Like, that was legal procedure.
You know what I'm saying? this checks out.
So then she told her son, don't say nothing about this. Of course, he tells the psycho Tommy, her boyfriend. Mm. And then Keisha find out. And then it was like, oh, you was going to tell? Oh, you was going to rat us out? I got to smoke you or whatever. But, they had the hardest gangster, toughest, hardest gangster ever. Try to kill Ghost told the hardest gangster that Tommy was the one who killed his nephew. So Tommy goes to the crib. He's like, yeah, I found out you killed my nephew. Why he pull out like a pocket knife?
Ew.
Really, the hardest, toughest gangster got a pocket knife in his pocket trying to kill somebody, and he ends up dying like real easy.
Oh my god,
the toughest of the streets. Like, this dude went into a They was about to smoke Tommy one time, like this mafia, and he pulls up, and everybody was scared, and they didn't smoke him.
Yeah.
But you pull out a pocket knife when it's time, okay.
Yo, that's like, it's like that shit turned into Empire, man.
It did. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, that shit was so fraudulent, man. Like, it didn't make no sense.
It's like, they don't know what to do, man. It's like, let's just get this over with. Just write anything. Yeah, and then tell me what. All right, Tommy takes her son back to the father to take care of her kid. They was separated, whatever. Why the father say, hey, is he ever gonna see you again?
Nigga, why the fuck you care?
Yo, what father says to the dude that was smashing his ex, is he ever gonna see you again?
Yo, the stepdad, son.
No,
that wasn't even a stepdad, dog. That's funny, yo.
I'm like, yo, this shit, bro, that right there, I was done. Oh, then Ghost killed a dude like 2 seasons ago.
Mm-hmm.
Tasha been asking this dude, because she was messing with the dude. So she been asking Ghost, where is he? What'd you do to him? Where is he? He never told her. So tell me why last week, She tells the cops exactly where dude is.
Oh.
So now she know where to do that? That's what we doing?
So, wait, but why did she tell him?
Because now they hate each other.
Her and Ghost?
Yeah.
See, that's just like the Empire shit, man.
Yep.
Like, them motherfuckers hate each other, but then she killed a girl because you about to snitch on us. Like, come on, man.
Yeah,
shut
it's
that shit on TV. Cornball shit, man.
Cornball gang. All right, we're going to move on to the next voice.
Maisie.
We got 2 from Shaheen.
87 minutes long.
Here we go. He's 87. Please don't be an hour, dog. It's going to be 30 minutes. Ah, peace. Here we go.
Don't forget that, yo. What's up? What's up, man? It's your good dude, Shaheen, man. Hey, I'm going to do my best. Keep this short. You know how I do, man. So forgive me if it runs long, but I'm gonna try to keep it at least around 5 minutes. Anyway, let's move on. So y'all did a classic or casket with the new Kanye West album. So I listened to that before I listened to the album, and I was like, dang. My expectations just went, like, they just fizzed up. But it was a good review. I think Kanye might be a little bit low-key petty, man. On song number 10, what is it? Use this gospel. The last 25 cotton picking seconds, the beat fucking drops. And I'm cussing. Talking about gospel album. But the beat dropped. And yes, that beat was riding. And yes, it should have been playing the whole. It should have started the first 25 seconds of the Cotton Picker song. So, I mean, I know I got a place where I can put that album. You know what I'm saying? Not in the garbage, not in the dirt. But, you know what I'm saying? I got a playlist that it'll fit in. You know what I'm saying? I'll listen to it when I feel like listening to it. So, I mean, it was an all right album. Also, wondering if you guys checked out the show, what is it? Rhyme and Flow or something like that on Netflix with Cardi B and T.I. and Chance the Rapper. They got some MCs from across the United States or whatever. And, you know, it was pretty much a song, you know, audition and all that stuff. Anyway, so the dude that won, and I ain't gonna say who won, because if y'all haven't watched it, y'all haven't watched it, because I think it'd be pretty cool if y'all did a review on it, because the dude that won, I'll give that part away, sorry, but the dude that won, his album is already on iTunes, so I guess there was enough time, but it's, man, riding, man, it's actually, I'll say this is the first, like, competition show where the dude won, and it was about hip hop, and they actually came out with an album. He could spend the money however he wanted to spend the money. Okay.
Wait, this ain't the first time. Diddy's, the band came out, all the Diddy's competitions came out with CDs, albums.
Yeah, they did.
Yep. Shaheen.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that was the one thing that they kept saying throughout the competition. Like, I guess other than taxes, but there's no contract or nothing attached to what you win as far as the grand prize. And then, you know, it's a great opportunity to work with producers and all kinds of stuff. So it was a dope show. It was pretty cool. And the dude that won, man, he already done came out with an album, man. The album pretty nice, man. I was like, dang, this is actually a pretty good album. And
is that the album he playing in the background? I bet you it is.
It's interesting. I feel like they went with a formula for it. You know, the album is put together well and everything like that, but it's almost like some people really took the time to really, you know, okay, what's really going to work? Like, what kind of album are we really going to put out that's really going to work? And they really took some time. And it just kind of a shock because it had, like, the show wasn't nothing but what, maybe a month on. I think they had a new episode every Friday. It was doing that. But, you know, the show wasn't on that long. And then, boom, dude's album already out. But it was pretty nice. But anyway, I'm at 4 minutes. I did all right. But, hey, y'all stay up. Y'all doing a great job, man. You know, I love the classic of Cassius, man. That DMX one, boy, that hit, boy, that was so nostalgic. Woo, boy, keep doing them classic caskets, man. That's still dope, man. All right, talk to y'all, man. Peace. Deuces. Oh, and I forgot to tell y'all, man, on with that Kanye West stuff. So he did an album before where later on he went back and added more stuff to it. And he did that to a couple people's albums. So I'm wondering if by chance, maybe somebody got it back that y'all did a classic casket and he gonna add some beats that ride on the Doggo album. Hopefully so. Anyway, I'll let y'all go. Deuces!
Man, he better go back and fix that joint up.
He better go do something.
And we got Big Heem. Oh, never mind. It's the same one from last time. He sent it 2 times on accident.
Oh, okay.
Word. Shout out to Big Heem.
Big Heem.
Yeah, man. That album is I didn't hear the last 10 seconds of that on track 10. Did you?
Track 10. Nah, I didn't either.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go back and hear that because I couldn't. It was just too much. Unbeatable. Yeah. Oh, since we, I got some, have you heard of Republican Craig Stivender?
No.
All right, Republican Craig Stivender. He is campaigning right now for sheriff, and he put out a campaign video for 2020 sheriff, and where he live? That's neither here nor there. I think it's in Charlotte somewhere or Carolina. But we're going to listen to his campaign speech, and it's going to take a weird turn. So here we go. Let's see if we're going to vote for Stivender. Let's see if he can get us to vote. Pictures of nature. He in the woods with his boat.
I'm Craig Stivender. My family has called Colleton County home for over 200 years. My dad taught me to hunt and fish in these woods and how to responsibly use a gun. I grew up in a loving Christian home and learned the importance of faith, family, and honesty at an early age.
Okay.
If the doors of Cottageville Baptist Church were open, we were usually there. Since I was a boy, law enforcement has been my passion.
Passion.
I've spent my career serving the people of Colleton County, first as a police officer with the Cottageville Police Department, then as a deputy with the Sheriff's Department, and as a police captain with dual firefighter certification with the City of Walterboro.
Okay, resume.
Recent incidents have shown why we need a change in leadership at the Colleton County Sheriff's Office.
Don't snitch.
Our top law enforcement professional should protect and serve, not use that high office to punish political opponents or settle personal scores.
Oh, he's snitching.
Okay. That's why I'm running for the Republican nomination for Colleton County Sheriff. I know law enforcement from the bottom up because I have worked my way through the ranks. And I will provide the leadership necessary for making sure you and your family receive the protection and service you deserve.
Okay.
It's important we have a sheriff whom we can trust, and that starts with being open and honest with you, the voters. I'll be the first to tell you, I'm not perfect.
Uh-oh, here we go. It's about to turn. He ain't perfect.
Mm-hmm.
He about to get his skeletons out the closet, so it would be no, you know what I'm saying? He's telling you he's honest and he's going to admit his faults.
Yo, not in the ad, cuz.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So can't nobody dig him up later against him.
All right.
Here we go. Let's see what he got working with.
I've made mistakes, and I wish I can change a thing or two.
Uh-oh.
But that's part of life, learning, growing, moving forward, and becoming a better person. That's why I want to tell you at the start of my campaign some things that politicians would try to hide. Things my opponents may try to use to tarnish my integrity.
Uh-oh.
As a 16-year-old, I received a ticket for not having my driver's license in my possession.
Oh, that ain't that bad. Okay.
I've been married, divorced, and remarried.
A lot of people get married, divorced, and remarried.
Yeah, that's normal.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of people get speeding tickets. I got a couple speeding tickets.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's nothing at all.
All right, let's see what else he got for us.
I've lost my temper and been reprimanded at work.
I have.
I've been in fender benders that were my fault.
Mm-hmm.
And about 10 years ago, as a young police officer, I attended a law enforcement Halloween party dressed as ruthless drug kingpin, Big Meech Flannery.
I think I'm Big Meech. Larry Hoover.
What?
Somebody did this.
Yo. How did he know about Big Meech?
Yo, how did you get Big Meech, dog? Somebody did this.
What made you go with that first?
Yo, that was so fucking random.
Yo, let's let him finish. Let's let him finish. Hold on, rewind a little bit.
Big Meech Flannery.
And about 10 years ago, as a young police officer, I attended a law enforcement Halloween party dressed as ruthless drug kingpin, Big Meech Flannery. I did it to disparage a criminal whose actions hurt our community and country.
Wait, how are you disparaging him?
Disparaging him of the community of Colton County?
No, you should have seen the picture they put up.
Yo.
Oh, I got to make the picture to post.
Yo, where is Colton County at, man?
Yo, the picture is him in blackface.
Of course.
With a hat on backwards.
That nigga with it. Yo, come on, say.
That was a different time. Today we understand that type of costume is troubling to many. To those who may be upset, I understand your disappointment.
Yo, now you understand. Now you understand. Back then you ain't fucking care.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, you had to get in your car and drive all the way to this party as Big Meech.
Yo, man. Oh. Big Meech Flannery. He had that dude gummit out there, son. Like, dang, man.
So I'm opening my campaign with transparency. That's why you can always count on me to tell you the truth. That's the cornerstone of trust. I think I'm Big Meech.
Larry Hoover. Yo, he had to get in front of that.
Yeah, man. Like, that was going to come back hard, man. Yo, but, like, for real, that's the least of his problems, son. What? Like, yo, you dressing as Big Meech 10 years ago? It's nothing compared to the fact that, yo, you got a fat tongue, B. Like, yo, I don't trust people with fat tongues.
Big Meech Flannery.
Yo, like, you dressed up as Big Meech is better than me than you talking like this.
Somebody did this.
Yo, you fat tongue having my... Yo, Big Meech Flannery. Yo, man, that's funny.
Yo, that was hilarious. I had to play that one.
Yo, that's just, yo, I don't know where you found that. Yo, that's just good. the build up was worth it. Like, it was really worth it, man, because there's a lot of shit running through my mind of what he's going to say. Dressing up as Big Meech was not one of them.
Yo, it was so random, yo.
Yo, man, for real.
Oh, man. And he looked nothing like him.
Yo, do we even look like Meech?
He didn't have the brains or nothing.
Yo, he just had black face and his hat on backwards, dog. Yo, look. he was every black person he's ever seen that night. I think I'm Big Meech. Larry Hoover. Every time somebody asked him, yo, what costume is that? He gave somebody else name. Yeah, somebody else black, man, because he fits no description.
Yo, he did not know who Big Meech was. He had to go Google a black person he thought not many people would know for this video, so it wouldn't be as bad. Because if he would have been like Shaq.
Shaq, yo, if he had said Larry Hoover, dog, like, yo, it'd have been right.
Oh, man, that was great.
Yo, where is Colton County, though? Like, it has to be in Georgia somewhere for him to say Big Meech, because they was in Atlanta. That's the only reason he said Big Meech, because people down there know who that is.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, he was every black guy. He's for this purpose of this, hey, I got to be Big Meech, because they know he was a ruthless drug dealer, and I'm trying to fetch him. And he's never going to see this. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yo, that excuse was crazy.
Oh, that was trash, yo. That was trash as Kanye's album, saying. Yo, right. Speaking of which, man, yo, hold on. Let me get the feedback on the Jesus King, man. It's from the homie. Since he don't want to go to hell, I'm not going to say his name. But I know he listened to it, yo. Like, man, you and your cousin are cold. You really thought that Kanye was trash. Both of you brothers will be going to hell after putting that classic in a casket. P.S. Just so you know, it was garbage. The French way of saying shit. I'll never say it in public. I'm not going to hell. I said, oh, you coming with us? I said, man, that had so much potential to be one of the hottest albums ever, and it fucking disappointed me. I found myself skipping and saying the next one is going to be fire, and skipping so forth and so on. Just a huge pile of shit.
Yeah, nah. Well, now it's out in the open now in the public.
Don't nobody know who it is except us.
But God
knows. And God knows.
Oh yeah, and for the Colton County is in South Carolina.
Word?
Yeah.
Did they make it down that way?
Dude, they was everywhere.
Yeah, they was. Yeah, especially in the South.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. I got a problem with one of your boys, man. It's getting kind of weird out here on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
What should I say? One of Baylor's boys.
Yeah, Wes.
Yo, the game is taking this
This nip.
Yeah, he going a little too far, man.
Yeah, man. Yo, dog.
You seen the tattoo?
I heard he got the Prolific tattoo.
Yes.
What's up, man?
Now he started Prolific Records.
And a clothing line.
A clothing line. He dressing like him.
No, he didn't.
Yeah. And have you heard his verse?
No.
Listen to this verse on it's a Dom Kennedy track featuring J305 in the game.
Okay.
The game got the first verse. Yo, listen to this.
Wallace got the bounce. Great catch and finish.
Wake up every morning and I'm grateful. To my city, I remain faithful. To my bandana, I will never disgrace you. To my dead homies, I will never erase you. Fuck with me though. Memory of my nigga Vito. Back and forth to Toledo. Everything stuffed in that Regal, come on. On that 10, Twin Desert Eagles. We let them birds fly like eagles. Get your head cracked for that kilo. Bust the strap and reload. Shoot them shots like free throws. Tires burning till they ball, like they went through chemo. All the niggas we know, they stick to the G-code. Throw that dolphin in that water like you Dan Marino. Don't do no faking, don't take no losses, nigga. If you get caught, you close your mouth. Don't take they offer, nigga. We blow this green like we in Boston, nigga. Yeah, we flossin'. Can't fit no Escalade in your coffin, nigga. Coughing on gelato.
Yo.
Yo, that is Nip's flow, man.
What? Yo, he's obsessed with Nip, dog.
Yo, that's Nip flow, man. Hey, man. Straight up, the game about to be a 60 in a minute.
They said they had beef. The Bloods had beef with him. Because what he doing?
Yo, man. Yo, but his man out here tripping, though.
Who?
Whack 100.
What'd he say?
Yo, he was saying some shit, man. He was like, yo, Nip wasn't really gangster and shit.
When he started saying all that?
Yo, this is like somebody got a recorded conversation, nigga, saying the shit.
Dang.
Yeah, man. And then like, and it's like, yo, the game ain't saying shit about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, that's your man, and you out here transforming into Nip. Like, nigga, why you ain't speaking on it?
What?
Hey, man. Yo, but that's Nip's flow.
Yo, he took his flow, straight his tattoo, making a clothing line out of, and a record label out of his.
Yo, what the fuck is going on, man?
Yo, that's weird. Yo, the game is a weird dude.
Yo, he weird, man. Like, this is going, yo, ever since that lie that he put out of his son, talking about the Nipsey Blue Lambo and the marathon. Don't cry, Dad. The marathon continues. Nigga, you're lying. Like, yo, this nigga's nuts, man.
Oh, man, he got the Nipsey braids, too.
No, he don't.
Yeah, he does, dog. The same braids, the same lineup, beard.
Yo, he got the beard now?
He got the beard, too, dog.
Yo, this nigga trying to be Nip.
Yo, he is a weirdo.
Hey, man, somebody from L.A. got to tell me something, cuz. What's up? What is up?
Like, is he, dog, if he start losing weight next?
Yo, if he gets skinny and start dating Lauren London, man.
You stupid. He got the Nip tattoo on him now.
Yo.
This dude going far, far.
Yo, this is officially an obsession. Like it ain't repping your homie no more, my nigga. This is a problem.
Yeah. Yo, Baylor, what's going on in the West? West? Y'all don't care what y'all say. That tattoo of his kid on his chest looks creepy.
The game?
Yeah.
Oh.
Remember you was like, that's his daughter. It's creepy.
No, I don't remember that.
Yo, Wack 100 need to sit down too. He about 100.
Y'all niggas 83.
He's still out here. Got in a fight with Mike Tyson. I still want to see that video.
Yo, man. Have you... Man, they keep showing videos of Mike Tyson showing niggas techniques and shit, man.
Yeah.
And it still looks dangerous, nigga. That nigga's old ass animal, dog. Like, yo, leave that nigga alone.
Wack 100 reportedly said Nipsey Hussle wasn't about that life and never before heard audio. Dang.
Yeah, man, this nigga's out here wilding, boy.
But why he didn't say that when he was alive, though?
Exactly. Hey, speaking of which. So the Dolomite movie came on Netflix. Yep. I'm hearing good things. I heard it's funny as hell, right? So now they got to do something, I think is Foster Crowder or something like that. He was Dolomite's manager.
All
right. And friend, right? So this nigga just now that Rudy Ray Moore is dead. And the movie came out. This nigga's just telling everything he fuck knows, right?
Yeah.
So he says that Eddie Murphy is, it's ironic that Eddie Murphy's playing Dolomite because he wouldn't piss on Rudy Ray Moore when he was alive.
Mm.
He said all Rudy Ray Moore wanted was to be in one of Eddie Murphy movies. And Eddie Murphy never put him in it. He wouldn't talk to him and shit.
Dang.
But Eddie Murphy has been on videos and interviews saying that Rudy Ray Moore gave him the go ahead to do the movie, gave him his permission to do the movie, and that he was going to put him in some movies, and the nigga backed out of him.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. And then the next video I watched, apparently Rudy Ray Moore was a closeted homosexual. Like, yeah, my nigga, he dead. Leave him alone. Why are you saying all this shit now?
Yeah.
Like, nigga, damn us. Yo, what is that? Yo, nigga, put a mic in your face and you just start spilling all the shit.
Yo, people corny.
Yo, like, niggas never thought that about Dolomite, dog. That shit never crossed anybody's mind. And now you gonna come out and say that shit? Like, yo, what for?
Cornballs, man.
Man, that shit's crazy, dog.
Speaking of Will Smith.
Man, these segues are awesome.
I see Gemini Man this weekend.
Word.
Gemini Man. Man, I heard a lot of bad reviews.
Yes.
And it was a decent movie, man. I felt like they could have did a little more, but the movie was decent.
Has Will Smith made a bad movie?
That one with his son when they was on that other Earth was kind of bad.
Yo, was it After Earth or some shit like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never seen that crap fest.
But, I mean, the CGI was kind of terrible, but, I mean, it was a decent movie. Like, it was a...
Had a good premise played out well.
Yeah, man. Like, I see what they was trying to do.
Okay.
And also I heard on Baylor the Great podcast, he was talking about he's finally seen the Joker movie.
Joker, yeah.
But he didn't say Joaquin was the greatest Joker of all time.
No, he said he played an excellent lead up to the Heath Ledger character.
All right, this is what I got to say about that. The Heath Ledger character... It's like any other Joker. All you had to do was get drunk, throw on a mask, and act hoo-hoo.
Yeah.
I'm Joker and act crazy. That's it.
Yeah.
What's hard about that? My man Joaquin had to show you the humble beginnings. My man had to lose like 150 pounds.
Yeah, that nigga looked dumb skinny too.
My man had to morph into the Joker you know. And then he was a crazy Joker when he made it to Joker. Greatest Joker of all time. I don't care what nobody say.
In yo, so is the Joker Batman's half brother?
The way in the movie it looked like his mom was like psychotic,
mm-hmm.
and she said that Batman's daddy was his father,
Thomas Wayne.
Yeah.
So either Thomas Wayne knocked off, or she think he did.
But Thomas Wayne said, "Look, your mom was nuts, and she made all that up in her head." So he went to the psych ward and found out his mom was nuts.
Yeah, but nobody wants to admit to banging a crazy chick and getting her pregnant.
Right. So I gotta say, maybe I'm going with they brothers.
Yeah, because like somebody pointed out to me, like, yo, Batman had ample opportunity to kill the Joker, but he never did.
But Batman don't kill nobody.
That's true, too. Except he tried to kill Superman.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. Well, in Superman, Batman versus
Superman wasn't a man, though. He was an alien.
That is true. That is true. Yeah, we look different at aliens. Kill it. Kill it, nigga. I don't know what that is. Kill it.
Even though your boy said there ain't no aliens.
Who said that?
Snowden. He was on the Joe Rogan podcast. He said he had a lot of access to a lot of files.
And you snow that. You stupid.
He said, now unless they hit him deeper than he could go, he didn't see anything about no aliens. But well, I'm rolling with they hit him deeper.
Yeah, I said, I don't believe anything you say anyway. So
don't believe anything Snowden say?
Yeah.
Man, he the one who exposed the government.
I don't know who Snowden is.
Oh, my. It's a dude on the run in Russia because he exposed the government.
Oh, that cat. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he better watch his mouth because he be talking greasy about the Russian government, too. And he's like, yo, Joe Rogan was like, ain't you scared they're going to kick you out? He was like, well, I can't just be quiet. I got to speak up on issues. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, they didn't kill niggas before.
And then the U.S. dirty, dog. They won't give him a I could have already knew this, but they was like, he a traitor, so he don't get a fair trial. Like, he don't get to speak on his behalf. Like, he just got to come back and get judged.
Oh, yeah, that's how they do you.
Yeah, like, no, dog, let me tell it. Like, y'all was detrimental to the American people, so it's okay.
Well, say, the law say I'm supposed to have my day in court, right?
Yeah.
They ain't going to do that. You know what I'm saying? They ain't going to do that.
But, yeah, man, they doing a lot of sneaky stuff out there in the government.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people making money doing nothing.
Hell, yeah.
They said his job was basically just to make sure the servers keep running. Like, nothing go wrong. Until he showed them,
don't
like,
they do that? Don't they do that anyway?
No, but that was his job. Like, we don't want you to be here overnight. Yeah. And basically do whatever you want. Just make sure nothing go down. Make it like $900,000 a year.
God damn.
I'm like, yo, let me get that job.
For real, son.
Yeah, man, but it's crazy, man.
Word. What else happened?
Oh, The Watchmen. Have you heard of that?
I've seen the movie, haven't watched the series yet.
Yeah, The Watchmen is different than the movie. Like, the Watchmen in the movie was like superheroes.
Yeah.
Well, this one is like cops. And Regina King is like a super cop, like a vigilante cop.
Yeah.
But the cops got to wear a mask and cover their face. Because if you're a known cop out in these streets, they just pop off on you.
Word, no doubt.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's good, though?
It was all right. Like, the first episode ended with a real good cliffhanger, so I got to watch episode 2.
Word, no doubt. What else? Oh, Gucci Mane and the Breakfast Club.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yo.
did you see the video?
Yeah, when he's talking to Charlamagne about Envy and Angela Yee?
Nah. Where it all stemmed from.
Oh, yeah. I seen that one.
Where he talking to Angela Yee?
Yeah. And she said she was in his DMs trying to get some.
No. This is right now. I'm talking about the video where that came from.
Oh, no, I ain't seen that.
So he kept saying that he was on the show with her, the lip service shit.
Yeah.
And she was like, nah, it was we didn't do lip service and shit like that. Right.
Yeah.
So they got the video of her at the radio station interviewing Gucci Mane. Now, it was a different show, but it still happened. She was acting like the shit didn't happen, right? Yeah. And they were talking, and she was like, well, you know what they say about them Asian girls. And he was like, oh, yeah, that pussy fat. And she's like, yeah, it's deep, too. So that's when he did. They showed that video while he was talking to Charlamagne. Uh-huh. And was like, what you telling the man your pussy deep and fat for unless you want a nigga to get it? And that's what the whole shit came from. Like, yo, you was trying to get at that nigga. It seemed like.
Was that fat Gucci?
Yeah.
Dang. She wanted fat Gucci.
Yo, shout out to Fat Gucci, man.
So what do you think about Charlamagne doing an interview?
Yo, that's kind of some whole shit. Mm. It's kind of some shit strictly on the shit that Gucci was saying.
Yeah.
Like, yo, y'all come across like y'all family and shit. And this nigga like envy pussy. Angela Yee, fuck that whole ass bitch. You know what I'm saying? And my nigga, you just sitting there like, wow. Nah, nigga, say something. You know what I'm saying? Like, you supposed to say something, man.
But you did that to me before, though.
When?
Yeah, you was on what's this show called? The dude in Arizona.
Oh, Vinny?
Yeah, you was on Vinny's show. I think it was with his Vinny No Filter. And he was like, yeah, man, you cool, but your co-host, he a bitch or something. And you ain't even defend me, dog. I wanted to come slap both of y'all that night.
Oh, this nigga true. Hell no.
You pulled a Charlamagne, dog. He's a ride.
What did I say? I told him, like, yo, man, y'all need to work that out.
No, I think you just laughed. Because you know if I had a chance, I'd slap that nigga.
Oh, man.
But I ain't say that.
Somebody did this.
Till now.
Did you Orange Juice Jones it?
I'm about to go up to that nigga's casino and knock the chips off the table.
Knock the cards out of his hand and shit.
But look, that's Gucci Mane though, dog.
Yeah, that is Gucci Mane.
Like, he killed people.
Yeah.
What did you think a proper response for Charlamagne would have been?
I don't know.
Like, just get up, walk out the interview?
Yo, I don't think he should have did the interview.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, he shouldn't, because he already knew they had Static.
Yeah, and then off the shit that he said, Envy reacted to it and was like, Angela Yee wasn't cool with it, so he wasn't cool with it. Yeah.
Hey. Well, I remember when Rory was on some show, and they said something about Joe Budden. Rory got up and walked out. Roy rolled for his dog.
No, because when Joe Budden got up and walked out of that Nicki Minaj interview, them niggas still sat there.
No, because they thought he was coming back.
Oh. Oh, Joe's not coming back? Okay, well, we got to go.
That was at Apple Music, too.
Yeah.
Dang. I don't know. They said Angela Yee unfollowed Charlamagne on the gram. I don't know how they be finding that stuff out.
Yeah, for real.
But you think this is the beginning of the end of the Breakfast Club?
Nah, I doubt it.
Nah, that's too much money.
Yeah, I think they just talked that shit out. Yeah, but I know they haven't brought it up on the show, though.
Oh.
Like, I ain't heard nothing about that shit on the show.
Yo, he said DJ Envy got to see him.
Yeah, he like, yo, I'm approach that nigga. Like, yo.
Dang. Envy better get in the gym.
Yo, son, man.
Yeah, man, better leave Envy alone, man. That dude was like, teaching me about real estate, dog.
Don't fuck that nigga up so I get this money, man.
Yo, the chicken sandwich is back on Popeye's Sunday.
Yo, I seen that, too.
You think the craze is gonna come back? I think this is a genius move. Cause they had the sandwich hype and then they just snatched it away for a long time to bring it back to reignite the hype.
Yeah, they stalled niggas out and now brought it back. Cause I already seen people talking about it.
Cause if they would have just left it keep going, it would have just died.
Yeah, it just died down.
Dang, I think that was smart.
Yo, if it buzz off like that again, man.
That'd be nuts.
Dog, for real, man.
Dang.
I'm going to tell you the truth, though, son.
What?
The other morning, man, I had a Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit.
Uh-huh. He's stupid.
Yo, ate that bitch with no water, son.
Dang.
That's how good it was. That biscuit was soft and fluffy and buttery, son. No water.
That bit made me go to the bathroom.
Papa, what?
Yeah.
The chicken biscuits?
Yeah, yeah, the chicken biscuit with the little the round circle hash browns.
Yo, it give you the plops?
You had the hash browns with it?
Nah, I just had the biscuit.
Oh, how you just get the biscuit and don't get the hash brown meal?
Cause work paid for it.
Oh, okay. So how many biscuits? You ain't had just one.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why you say that like I'm lying, my nigga. Like,
LeBron's hairline falling out. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Bro, I don't understand.
Somebody did this.
Hey.
Why don't he just get the Deion Sanders job? Like,
yo, I'm saying you make enough money to pay for that Deion Sanders, man.
Like, why he keep going with this piece? That's why he always got the do-rag tight.
Yeah.
Dog, you can't lay. If I was playing against LeBron, I'd knock his head off every time now.
Yo, just that first foul going to be by that headband, yo.
Yep, like when old boy slapped his headband off.
Yeah.
I'd be slapping his hairline off because you know he ain't going to be able to play right thinking about his head.
Yeah, yep.
That man hairline was balled up to the back of his.
Yo, that shit, like it was crinkled up, man. Like, goddamn, cuz.
Yo, LeBron got it. Just let it go, man.
Yo, just go with the baldy, man. Yes. Like, for real, just.
Stephen A. Smith hairline is going way back, too. He got to let that go.
Yo, that shit about to be on the back of his head in a minute.
But he going to look crazy. Stephen A. look crazy.
Yo, if he shave his head, man, he look like one of the cone heads.
Dang. What else I had? Oh, you got any neighbors around you?
Yeah.
Have you met them?
One of them. Two of them.
All right, we had a weird neighbor visit Sunday night about 8:30 p.m. She came over with her son, knocked on the door all aggressive. What the?
Yo, her son a sex offender?
No, her son, little dude. I say about 11. Nah, about 8. Mm-hmm. They had a glass, like when you bake in a pan, like you baking a cake in a glass pan,
mm-hmm.
with popcorn balls in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Saying we're going around giving the neighbors popcorn balls. But they just had popcorn balls in the glass pan.
They weren't wrapped in no plastic?
Not wrapped up nothing. Little dude had his hand on one of the balls.
Oh,
like,
no.
I don't know if your hand been in your balls.
Yeah, your booger finger having an ass, little boy.
And they was like, you want one?
Nah, my nigga.
I took it.
Yeah, and threw it straight in the trash.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you got to take it to be neighborly.
Yeah.
But you do not eat that shit.
Right, you throw that in the trash. And it didn't even look like it tasted good. It was a terrible popcorn ball.
Nah, man, nah.
Had all kind of glitter and stuff on it.
Yeah, like, what is y'all doing, man?
Yo, that's now, crazy.
Here's the question.
Uh-huh.
That's your neighbor.
Uh-huh.
What's her name?
Dang, I don't know.
Because niggas ain't shit.
Dang, yo. I wasn't even listening to what they were saying. I'm just like, why do they have a tray? It's dark.
Yeah. That's just like when you go to a restaurant, the waiter or waitress comes and tells you their name. You don't remember their name.
Their name is Hey, yo.
Hey, Miss Lady Bitch.
Dang, that's crazy.
Y'all are irking my life.
I'm always making a point to remember their name and say their name a lot.
Oh, man. All right. I'm gonna try. Did you do that?
Yeah.
But you probably be doing like, hey, okay, Cindy.
Well, you know,
Cindy,
Yammy Tammy from Miami.
Man, spit to your food.
No, I make it enjoyable for everybody.
Damn, we had an hour in. I gotta tell about this story. All right. So this couple adopted a little girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to be a 6-year-old girl.
Oh, that's that 30-year-old midget.
Yeah, she was 20.
Yeah, she was 20 down. Okay.
And he found out when he's giving her a bath, and she was mad hairy.
Yeah, like, yo,
why don't she just cut that?
For real, yo, you supposed if you lying to people, yo, you gotta go all the way with it.
So did she look like a special privileged kid or something?
Yo, you remember the movie, right?
Nah.
There was a movie about this. Well, not about this. There was just a movie that was like this. It's called The Orphan. Come to find out, they adopted a kid. She 36 years old, and tried to kill the family and shit. Damn. And had been doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, this ain't the first time.
Oh. Because the mom said she used to wake up and the girl would be standing over her.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, that's crazy.
Yo, man, people wild out here.
Yo, but what kind of disease is that, though?
Malnutrition?
Shut up. I don't know. Yo, but that's who them pedophile dudes need to be looking for.
Yo, that's, yep.
But, you know what I'm saying? She look like a kid, but she 30.
Dang, that's nuts. But yo, they paid her rent for like 3 months and dipped.
Who, the family?
Yeah.
Yeah, get away from her.
But I wasn't even paid the rent.
Yeah, yo, you is a lying ass bitch.
I can't be associated with you.
I would just throw your stuff outside.
No, but you are legally responsible for her.
Nope, I need a 6-year-old. That's what I'm legally responsible for.
Cause you adopted her.
If the paperwork say 6-year-old, that's what I need.
Yo, she look like a 6-year-old, son.
Forget that you.
Yo, I mean, it ain't throw no red flags. The 6-year-old drove to the daycare center and shit. She drove to the adoption agency. Like, yo, I don't think she's 6, man.
Yo, that's nuts. I got one more story, then we doing this or that, and we out.
I got a story.
Oh, you got a story too?
Yeah.
All right, my story is a military raid. They killed Al Baghdadi.
I don't know.
What they said, he blew himself up.
They was first of all, I don't know who that is.
Al Baghdadi was the leader of ISIS.
Oh, sure he was.
The world's most wanted man. They was hunting him for hours. Finally, they was getting closer and closer after they slaughtered numerous women and children. But the military said Al Baghdadi did it when he
did all that.
Up.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yo, look, first of all, I feel like Al Baghdadi's just a made up name. Yo, we ain't never heard of this guy. And all of a sudden, he's the most wanted man in the world. And his name is Al Baghdadi, son. Like that. Yo, put Al Qaeda and Baghdad together, nigga. And that's Al Baghdadi. It's getting close to election time. I heard Trump say mission accomplished. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, this shit, we've seen this all before, bro.
Hey, Trump said. He said that Bin Laden killer was nothing compared to Baghdadi.
Yeah, see? See, that's what I'm saying. And then the story that he ran down an alley and got trapped with his kids and then blew himself and the kids up. Why am I running if I'm a suicide bomber, dog? My mission is to blow y'all up. So why would I run from y'all just to blow myself up?
Hey, I was a bag dad before you was a young daddy's bag. You young to dig?
Yeah. Al Baghdadi. Yo, that shit don't make no sense, man.
If I live in Baghdad, how will I say gonna be Baghdadi? Come on, man.
Baghdadi, man.
No, but they said they've been talking about this dude for years, man. You just wanna pay attention.
Yeah, okay. Al Baghdadi. Come on, man. That's a porn name, B. Like, for real. That's a porn name.
Al Baghdadi.
All right, that's all I got.
Word, man. Oxford University.
Uh-oh.
Has started a no clapping during awards and shit. Like, a no clapping on campus, period.
Yeah, right.
Yo, I'm serious, bro.
Why can't I clap?
Listen to this shit. College, they are now encouraged to use British Sign Language clapping, otherwise known as jazz hands, instead of clapping for applause while on campus. A supporter said they wanted to be more considerate of students who have anxiety disorders, sensory sensitivity, or use hearing aids.
Nah.
Dog.
I think it's because the president of the school walked in and heard his wife's cheeks getting clapped.
Getting clapped.
And it triggers him.
No more clapping.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they was back there. Yo, man, like, so they were saying that deaf people can't hear it. So they don't. But they can see you putting your hands together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can still see that. So if I can show them jazz hands, they can see me clapping my hands together. The anxiety disorder, there's nothing I can do that's not going to upset somebody. Like, something will trigger anybody.
So why don't they just do it for, like, when a deaf person gets an award?
Yeah, like, I don't understand the no clapping, man. That shit's just weird.
Man, I'm going to Baghdadi.
Al Baghdadi.
I'm going out there to be the new Al Baghdadi.
No, man.
He said no, man. All right, man. You ready for this or that?
Yes.
Yes. Who's the black sheep? I'm the black sheep. I don't like y'all no more.
What?
Nah, man.
I don't give a fuck.
All right, my first one. Eat a meal covered in black licorice, or you can only drink protein shakes for 2 months.
Give me the proteins.
For 2 months?
Yeah, man. Give me the protein shakes.
When the last time you drank a protein shake?
Never. But I have had black licorice, and it is fucking disgusting. So, yo, give me the protein shake.
But, like, you can have it on your pizza.
No.
Oh, okay.
Black licorice makes everything disgusting.
All right, I'm taking Yo, if you like black licorice, you're a terrorist.
Yo, straight up, man. And you was raised by jackals.
By ginger? What?
Jackals.
Oh, you broke jackals. Out. It's like you said you was raised by gentrified jackals. All right.
Maybe.
All right. Sleep Maybe. With bed bugs for 24 hours or mosquitoes for 24 hours. I'm taking mosquitoes.
Yeah, I figure, like, I can, if I get up under the covers real fast, the mosquitoes is
ain't no covers.
Come on. You gotta give me
gotta take them welts.
Yeah, man. Yo, nah, man. Give me mosquitoes, cause them bed bugs gonna eat you alive, B. Yo, bed bugs is terrible.
And they'll follow you.
Hell yeah. Them shit's getting your skin and shit. Them niggas like crabs.
All right, twerk on FB Live for 30 minutes straight or do naked jumping jacks on FB Live for 30 minutes?
Twerk?
Yeah.
Or jumping jacks?
Or naked jumping jacks.
Do I have to be facing the camera?
Yep.
All right, naked jumping jacks, man.
Bump that, fool. I'm about to be twerking like a bug.
Yo, man. Nah, man. Twerking.
Y'all be calling me a city boy, goddamn.
Yo, twerking on Facebook Live as a man is just terrible. Yeah.
It's better than naked Duncan Jack.
Yo, your boy Tank, son.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man.
Hey, I agree with him.
I hope it was out of context.
No, I agree with him.
How?
Because we got the sound clip. But what happened? You ain't heard the sound clip?
I didn't hear the whole thing. I heard what he said about sucking the penis twice. I think they were saying like, okay.
Save all the college students.
Give me the college students.
I'm saving the old people.
Why?
All college students do is drink alcohol and fail classes.
Yeah, all old people do is die and leave you their money.
But they out the way.
But I get all their money.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
especially,
I do.
Especially not if you black. Ain't we don't have no money. You get debt.
Yo, I'm on like 15 old white people wheels, man.
No, you not. He's stupid. Is that all for this and that?
Yeah, man.
All right, here's what
we're not
said.
Talking about chicken. We talking about right. Dickin.
Well, you know what?
Dick in his jaw.
Dick in his jaw.
How you made a bar out of chicken?
Because she's an artist at heart. Yeah. Natural comes next.
But it doesn't mean he's gay. It means he sucked dick twice.
Okay, so just for the sake of your argument, that's okay. I got you.
Because the art of being gay is being gay.
It's being. Mm-hmm.
It's
in
a
the,
continual
in the
continuous state of being.
See,
no.
If he, you know what I'm saying, wanted to see if he could do a good job at it.
No.
And then went back to say, well, maybe I could do a little better. And just did it twice, but never did it again. He ain't gay. He just tried something twice.
No. Once you cross that threshold, there's no coming back.
But what if you never cross it again?
You still did it.
Yeah, but that's an experience.
But you had a gay experience.
Yeah, but he's not gay. He's just an experience.
But he sucked a dick. That is gay.
Experience.
The fact that you don't want to do it again means that you didn't like it.
Yeah, so that means you ain't gay.
That you did something that you knew you shouldn't want, that you wasn't supposed to do.
But who says you're not supposed to do it though?
The nigga that did it twice and didn't want to do it no more.
That's because he didn't. Yeah, he didn't want to do it no more. He liked women more.
Okay. He still sucked a dick, though.
Yeah, but he ain't gay.
He ain't gay. He just a dick sucker.
you gotta do like what they say, grab like two-time award-winning Grammy winner. You got to say two-time.
Two-time cocksucker.
Yeah. Because he ain't doing it anymore. So you can't just label him up.
I'll give you that. He is not gay. But he did suck a dick twice.
That's an experience, man. Like,
yeah, it's a dick sucking experience. Yes,
that's an experience that you'll never have because you wasn't open to it.
You goddamn right. You goddamn right.
Hey, man, what they say? What's that other cliche? Whatever they call it. Don't knock it till you try.
Till you try it. Yeah, whatever, nigga.
That's all I got for today.
Okay, so all right, what if you get fucked twice?
I mean, if it's only twice, that was just an experience.
but you still got fucked in your ass.
Well, in jail, that's a possibility.
That is true. We still got fucked in your ass, though. It just in jail, we don't speak about it. We all think it happened. We just don't speak about it.
Felice Johnson, man.
Yeah, man. He a warrior.
Yep.
Don't make me ruin that booty.
That's all I got, man.
Well, man, we out of here, son. Yo, shout out to Brit.
Yeah.
Hey, Brit. Shout out to Big Heem.
Yeah.
To Gene.
What Gene do?
Gene, you know Gene always coming through with the twat juice.
Oh, okay.
Yo, shout out to Fat Nate. Shout out to Skinny Lenny.
Wait, how Lenny get skinny again?
Yo, cause his daughter, man.
Oh, okay.
Yo, shout out to the notorious Nappy-O out there in Arizona. He always reposting the shows and shit.
Word.
Shout out to Miss Sabrine. Still rocking with us. Who else? Oh, Rage Against Twitter.
Shout out to Dwayne.
Always, always. Even though he's a Patriots fan. Who else, man? Shout out to Fudge.
Hey, man. Tell Fudge to send that voicemail again. I mean, that drop again. I want it clear. We won't always listen to Forget That Your Radio.
Yeah.
Let's get past the giggling part.
That's the giggling part. Huh. That's the whole show. That's the whole show.
Because if the audio is messed up, I need that clear, dog. Try to get that.
Yeah. Boy, no doubt. Who else, man? Oh, Rick Shell.
Yeah.
Out there in Disneyland.
Let me get the Disney World pass.
Got to sneak hard on some free shit.
You forgot about man. Maxwell in New Zealand.
Oh, Rob out there in New Zealand. Yeah. Nigel, always.
Oh, no. Nigel don't get a shout out. He ain't saving me the dashiki.
Yo, they still on the way.
Man. Oh, yo. Another thing. Yo, we got to get King on the show, dog. Shout out to King. He in jail.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, he be doing interviews, though.
Really? Like on Skype and shit?
Yeah, I heard him on another podcast. No, on his phone. That's what's up.
Oh shit, that's what's up.
Yeah, we can all say we can get some questions and hit him up. And then like he if the guard walk by, I gotta drop the phone, but
yeah.
Yeah, that'd be exclusive, yo, straight in the pen, dog.
Hell yeah. Yo, shout out to Hey Greggy over there, Young Black and Bothered. Check out their podcast. Yo, the In Deep show. Big B, meaning.
Are they doing shows regularly?
I haven't heard one in like a couple of weeks. So it should be about one ready to pop up.
I like the single joint.
The single joint.
Yeah, the single show. What is it called? This is why I'm single or?
Oh, no. Dating Sucks.
Yeah, Dating Sucks.
Yeah. Dating Sucks is dope.
Yeah, shout out to Big B's Washington Redskins. They are terrible.
Man,
he be trying his best to uplift them too.
Yeah, man, it's not working.
Yeah, it's not working. They are trash.
Yeah, man, they almost the worst in the league, but they is trying hard to be the worst in the league.
Yo, after last night, Miami got to be the worst in the league.
Yeah, Miami.
You sent a blitz, my guy, on 3rd and 20. Had nobody in the middle. Touchdown. I had the under too.
Yeah, man.
That one play blew it.
Fat Omar Epps, man. Yeah, dude.
You sent a blitz at 3rd and 20, my guy?
Oh, man. Shout out to Terp and Jerk, man.
Yeah, Terp. Where you at, man?
Yo, Ron Jenkins. For real, man. Niggas been shitting on your name a little bit, Terp.
Yeah, man. You know that BTG get it. Yo, everybody he talked about responded except Terp.
Dominican Lou ain't say nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dang.
What's up, Dominican Lou?
Yeah, where you at?
Yo, Oklahoma lost, man. Niggas get quiet.
Ooh.
My bad, son.
Yo. Man, what you about to do?
Some ribs. Probably some drinking.
Oh. Hey, no, man, remember, don't call me. You need a kidney. I ain't got it.
Oh, you got it.
I need and both minds.
It's going to be good, too. It might be full of chicken donut sandwiches, nigga. But
I had 2 chicken donut sandwiches in my lifetime.
And they was good.
That one in Tampa still better, though.
Than the ones in Houston?
Yeah, because the one in Houston ain't bad at all, but. Dang, the way they season that meat, though, and you can't beat that, dog. I don't know what kind of season they put on that meat.
Yo, that season make the whole difference, man.
Yeah. Woo. What do you want? Flew out. I need one flued out.
Nigga said flued out.
All right, man. I'm out of here, man.
All right, we out of here, man. Peace.
Any other show? Forget that, yo.
Y'all got fat out there while we starve. No matter what we face, we must face the moment of truth, baby.
Are you listening to Forget That Yo Radio? Then turn it up, stupid.
They say it's lonely at the top in whatever you do. You always gotta watch motherfuckers around you. Nobody's invincible, no plan is foolproof. We all must meet our moment of truth. The same shiesty cats that you hang with and do your thing with could set you up and wet you up. Nigga, peep the language, it's universal. You play with fire, it may hurt you or burn you. Lessons are blessings you should learn through, let's face facts. Although MCs lace tracks, it doesn't mean behind the scenes there ain't no dirt to trace back. That goes for all of us, there ain't nobody to trust. It's like sabotage, it's got me ready to bust, but I can't jeopardize what I've done up to this point. So I'ma get more guys to help me run the whole joint. Cultivate, multiply, motivate, or else we'll die. You know I'll be the master of the who, what, where, and why. See, when you're shining, some chumps will wanna dull ya. Always selfish, jealous punks will wanna pull ya down. Just like some shellfish in a bucket, cause they love it to see your ass squirm like a worm. But just as you receive what is coming to you, everybody else is gonna get this too. I ain't no saint, therefore I cannot dispute that everyone must meet their moment of truth. Have reactions, don't be quick to judge. You may not know the hardships people don't speak of. It's best to step back and observe with coup, for we all must meet our moment of truth. Sometimes you gotta dig deep. When problems come near, don't fear. Things get severe for everybody, everywhere. Why do bad things happen to good people? Seems that life is just a constant war between good and evil. The situation that I'm facing is mad amazing. To think such problems can arise from minor confrontations. Now I'm contemplating in my bedroom pacing. Dark clouds over my head, my heart's racing. Suicide? Nah, I'm not a foolish guy. Don't even feel like drinking or even getting high. Cause all that's gonna do really is accelerate the anxieties that I wish I could alleviate. But wait, I've been through a whole lot of other shit before, so I ought to be able to withstand some more. But I'm sweating though, my eyes are turning red, and yo, I'm ready to lose my mind, but instead I use my mind. I put down the knife and take the bullets out my nine. My only crime was that I'm too damn kind, and now some scandalous motherfuckers wanna take what's mine. But they can't take the respect that I've earned in my lifetime, and you know they'll never stop the furious force of my rhymes. So like they say, every dog has its day, and like they say, God works in a mysterious way. So I pray, remembering the days of my youth, as I prepare to meet my moment of truth. Yo, I got one lyric pointed at your head for start. Another one is pointed at your weak ass heart. Now if I pull the trigger on these fully loaded lines, you're gonna wish I would've pulled a black nine. I'm Mac Dimes, crack the spines of the fake gangsters. Yeah, the biting trifling niggas and the studio pranksters. Yo, looking at the situation plainly, will you remain G? Or will you be looked upon strangely? I reign as the articulator with the greater data, revolving on a task and much doper than my last jam. While others struggle to juggle tricky metaphors, I explore more to expose the core. A lot of MCs act stupid to me, and we have yet to see if they can match our longevity. But anyway, it's just another day, another fake jack I slay with my spectacular rap display. Styles smooth but rugged, you can't push or shove it. You dig it and you dug it, cause like money you love it. The king of monotone with my own throne, righteously violent prone. My words bring winds like cyclones, storming your hideout, blocking out your sunlight. Your image and your business were truly not done right. Throw up your hiala now, divine saviors. You got no hand skills, there's no security to save you. No pager, no celly, no drop top Benzie. I came to bring your phony hip hop to an end. My art of war will leave you sore from the abuse, cause you must meet your moment of truth. They say it's lonely at the top in whatever you do. You always gotta watch motherfuckers around you. No one is untouchable, no man is bulletproof. We all must meet our moment of truth.
Hey, forget that, yo. Let's set that up. Wiz Wiz, Wiz Wiz, Wiz Wiz, Wiz Wiz, Wiz Wiz.